NSA News, I'm John Schaefer. A fatal crash involving a charter bus carrying Farmingdale High School's marching band occurred in New York, leaving one dead and more than 40 injured. The incident took place about 70 miles north of New York City. Five individuals identified as young are in critical condition. The bus with at least 50 people on board was en route to a band camp in Pennsylvania, according to the Farmingdale School District. The White House is defending its border policies as migrant crossings are surging. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre emphasized that the administration has implemented measures to control the influx of migrants entering the U.S.
Look, we have worked very hard. The president has worked very hard to implement a strategy when it comes to the border that is humane, safe, and has orderly enforcement. That is something that we have tried to do and worked really hard to do these last 2 years.
However, she stressed that it is imperative for Congress to take action in passing comprehensive immigration reform. The urgency arises as thousands of individuals have recently crossed the southern border, placing a significant strain on both personnel and detention facilities. The Biden administration is introducing a fresh package of military aid to support Ukraine in its conflict with Russia. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan made the announcement today.
Above all, though, President Biden wants to use today to reaffirm his commitment, this administration's commitment, this country's commitment to continuing to lead the world in support of Ukraine for as long as it takes, and that's what he intends to do today.
The initiative aligns with Ukraine's ongoing efforts to counterattack and reclaim territory from the invading Russian forces. Almost 13,000 UAW members are currently on strike, and the figure may increase Friday. United Auto Workers President Sean Fain has set a Friday deadline for the three major U.S. automakers to address the union's call for improved pay and pension benefits. The strike now in its seventh day. This is USA News.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Hey. Did you know Vistaprint prints everything a small business needs? Like if a barbershop needs signage, we print outdoor signs, posters, and banners. Or if a ballet school needs merch,
one, two,
we print tote bags, t-shirts, hoodies, hats. Or if a coffee shop needs a total refresh, Vistaprint designs logos and prints it on menus, mugs, paper bags, anything. Because with Vistaprint, the print abilities are endless. Print it all with 25% off for new customers with code NEW25 at Vistaprint.com.
For the second time this week, House Republicans face a setback in their efforts to push through a defense funding bill. Six conservative Republicans sided with Democrats, causing a defeat in today's procedural vote. This poses a challenge for House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
I know it's an obstacle, but I find it as a challenge, and we're going to solve it.
The conservative faction's opposition stems from their insistence on more substantial spending reductions. Meanwhile, the House is also under pressure to pass legislation securing government funding beyond September 30th. The number of Americans making initial unemployment claims in the U.S. fell by 20,000 last week, totaling 201,000 individuals. According to the latest data from the Labor Department, these figures mark the lowest since January and significantly below analysts' anticipated number of 225,000. Additionally, ongoing unemployment claims dropped by 21,000, reaching an almost eight-month low. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has returned to his duties following an unsuccessful impeachment endeavor, and he's not mincing words when it comes to those who sought to remove him from office.
Does it help us with our legislation? He's been very difficult to work with. I think the worst speaker that I've ever seen, at least in my lifetime.
His primary anger is directed at Texas House Speaker Dade Phelan, whom he holds responsible for allowing the filing of the impeachment articles. A murder suspect in Indiana is on the run due to a clerical mistake that led to his release. Kevin Mason was mistakenly set free from an Indianapolis detention center last week. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, "What do you call that amazing smell?"
It's Gain Flings.
Gain Flings. My love had a name. But more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Gain Flings. Seriously good scent. Gain Flings with 50% more freshness ingredients versus leading bargain detergent.